Let's open to Psalm 32. Psalm 32 is the testimony of David in song that came to his heart when he received complete forgiveness. The 32nd Psalm is a Hebrew song celebrating the joys of complete forgiveness. Now, complete forgiveness is a miracle. To receive the absolute remission of all sins, all guilt, all punishment, all future retribution for what we have done wrong is a miracle. And that's what David is celebrating. He has experienced what the scriptures often declare, that God is a God who offers to us his fallen and sinful creations. We sons and daughters of Adam and Eve, he offers to us complete forgiveness. And I just want to remind you of what the scriptures say before we delve into the wonders of this psalm. And I'm going to read to you just a few of the great promises of complete forgiveness. It says in Psalm 103, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. So God has completely, through Christ, to all who receive him, removed as far as the east is from the west. Now, the interesting thing is the north and south poles, you know, you can come to a place where north and south meet. You know, you're at the poles and they meet. But the east and west is an endlessness. You can never quite come. If you keep going, you're going one direction or the other. And so that's the wonder in the Hebrew mind. It's gone, our sins. It says in Isaiah 1:18, come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Again, the precious, complete forgiveness he offers us. Isaiah also says in 38:17, God says, I have cast all your sins behind my back. How do you like that? God says, I've cast them out of my sight. I will remember them no more. Also in Isaiah 44, I have swept away, God says, your offenses like a cloud. I've swept away your sins like the morning mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. God continues to say in Jeremiah 31:34, I forgive their wickedness. I remember their sins no more. The wonder of complete forgiveness. At the Last Supper, Jesus commanded his own to drink from the cup. And this is what he says in Matthew 26 and verse 28. He said, this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. His blood not yet poured out. He spoke of it as already poured out. In fact, God often speaks of that tense of salvation, that he was the lamb slain before the foundation of the earth. And so Jesus said, this is the blood of the covenant, my blood poured out as if it already had been for the sins. His blood poured out to completely forgive sin. It says in Romans 8:1, there is now therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ. Complete forgiveness. Now remember, Jesus says, if I haven't forgiven all of your sins, I haven't forgiven any of your sins. And Christians struggle with that. We believe he's covered most of them. But a lot of believers get into this rut that there's some he just can't completely forgive. And they are anxious and discouraged over those. John said this in 1 John 1, if we are confessing our sins, he is faithful and just to once and for all have forgiven us our sins and to purify us from all unrighteousness.